Megillah Perek Beis Mishnah Hey 2:5. In the previous Mishnah, we said that the starting time for Mikra Megillah, the reading of Megillah, we're talking about the daytime, of course, the daytime reading, not the nighttime reading, is from Netzachama. Our Mishnah is going to say that there are a world of mitzvahs that are daytime mitzvahs. Each one of them is either explicitly or learned out from a pasuk to be a daytime mitzvah, and in those scenarios, these mitzvahs listed in our Mishnah, as well as the ones in the previous Mishnah, can be said anytime, or done anytime during the day. That means, l'chachila, to do it from sunrise, netzachama, and again, usually the principle is that mitzvah baba yadcha al tachmitzena, when you have a chance to do a mitzvah, you should do it right away. So therefore, of course, zrizin makdimin, and those who are alactus and avodas Hashem will do it as early as possible in the day, but you're yoltzi throughout the whole day until the end of the day. Now, the end of the day continues until the time called Bein Hashmashos. Let's just keep it really simple now, because Bein Hashmashos is a story all to itself, and call that sundown, okay? At sundown, let's say Bein Hashmashos begins, and it extends for a period of time, which is questionable whether it is yesterday, the next day, or some intermediate period. It's a question mark. And therefore, that means that if you have a mitzvah to do during a day, and you fail to do it by sundown, let's call it, by the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, so then you still have to do it during Bein Hashmashos, but then it becomes a suffix. It's a question if you're yotze anymore or not, therefore you wouldn't do it with a bracha. So for example, shaking a lulav, that's one of the mitzvahs listed in our Mishnah. We're going to say the whole day, the first day of Sukkos, is the time to shake a lulav. You can do it from Netzachama L'Chalchila, B'diavad, even earlier on, from Alos HaShachar, you'd be yotze. If you fail to shake a lulav, say you didn't get your lulav until the sunset, but then a minute after sundown, you get a lulav. So now you'd still shake your lulav. You have to shake your lulav because maybe it's Bein Hashmashos and it's really still the first day of Sukkos. But no longer would you make a bracha because it's a question mark whether or not now is still the first day or moved into the second day of Sukkos. Okay, so that's the idea of this Mishnah here. We're going to have a whole long list of mitzvahs, essentially all with those same kind of parameters. The Mishnah says, Kol hayom kasha l'kriyas ha-megillah. The whole day is a time during which one could fulfill his obligation of reading the Megillah. Again, we're talking about the daytime obligation, which is the primary obligation when it comes to reading Megillah. The basis for that is because the Pasuk in Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavches, says, V'hayam ha'ela nizkarim, hayamim, these days ha'ela, are nizkarim, are going to be remembered, and the zecher, the remembrance of Megillah, is performed through the reading, and therefore we say yamim, it's during the daytime, anytime during the day. Also, v'lekriya sahalel, the mitzvah of reciting halal when it's a mitzvah during Yom Tov. So, the whole day long is the time to fulfill that mitzvah. Again, based on the pasuk, halal is a mitzvah derabbanan, of course, but there's a verse that we recite in halal in Kuf Yirches, Zehayom asa Hashem, this is the day Hashem created, and hayom, daytime, tells you it's the daytime mitzvah. B'skias shofar, same goes for blowing of the shofar. On Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah. It's the whole day long. The reason for that, learned out from the pasuk, it's called Yom Trua, the day of sounding the shofar, so the whole day. V'linatilas lulav, same goes for taking and waving a lulav, arba minim. That's done anytime during the day, learned out from the pasuk, which says, V'lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, you'll take for yourselves on the first day, but it's Bayom on the day, the whole day is the time to take lulav. You'll recall that midoraisa, only the first day is the time for shaking lulav midoraisa, except for in the base of Mikdash precincts. V'tfilas hamusafin v'lamusafin. Also, the second thing is the bringing of the korban musaf, that's brought the additional communal offerings, the burnt offerings, whatever they are, sin offerings, etc., that are brought on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. So those korbanos can be brought throughout the entire day, and that's based on the pasuk also, Dvar Yom B'Yomo, each on its proper day, again, daytime, and the Tefilas HaMusafin, that's the previous case, the Musa prayer that we know we say every Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, so that prayer, the Musaf prayer, can be said also throughout the whole day. Now, that point is actually Machlokas, Imeseches Brachas, the beginning of the fourth parak, whether between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's the whole day or if it's just the first 7 hours. Our Tana here is one like the Chacham, that it's the whole day. There is another Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's just the first 7 hours. And Lahalacha, Although b'di'evad one could say it the whole day in b'yotzi, it's already brought down that a person who davens musaf after the seventh hour is nikra poshea, is called a sinner. So don't do that. L'chachila, you should say it by the seventh hour then, of course. Ulevidei haparim, this is referring to literally the confession on the bulls. There are actually two of those. It's referring to both the Kohen Gadol's confession that he makes on a bull in the event that he paskins for himself an issue which turns out to be incorrectly paskin, and he did something which was really a penalty, that a karas penalty crime. He brings a special korban, the usual chatas, but a special par. Okay, and also, same goes for the Sanhedrin. They bring that par helem davar, the bull that's brought in the event that the Sanhedrin makes a ruling which turns out in retrospect to be incorrect. The majority of klal shall follow the ruling and do a crime which carries the penalty of karas. So then the Sanhedrin brings a special offering called the par helem davar. So those also can be done the entire day. Also learn out from psukim, from the word kapara, a little more complicated there, the derivation. Ula vidui ha-maiser, same goes for the recitation of what's called vidui ha-maiser. This is based on, in Kisavo, we learn that at the end of, at the end of Pesach, on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycles, one is supposed to have already totally settled the score with the, not just the taking, but also the distribution of the various agricultural tithes. Truma, Maiser, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, Truma's Maiser. So all that stuff has to be given as appropriate. And then at the end of Pesach of years 4 and 7, one makes a special declaration reading Psukim, saying how he did what he was supposed to do, and now Hashem should look out from his heavenly abode and bless us. So that's called the Vidui Maaser, and it can be done the whole day, meaning that according to pretty much all the poskim, the seventh day of Pesach on years 4 and 7 of the cycle. Also learned out from Psukim, this is also a little, what happens is the next verse after the Vidui Maaser goes, if you look in Devarim Chavav, Pasuk Tesvav, we're starting a new topic, but the first words are Hayom Hazeh, this day, and it's learned that this day is telling you that to learn back on the previous section that Vidui HaMaaser happens the whole day long. Ulu Vidui Yom HaKippurim, the confession that the Kohen Gadol makes on Yom Kippur. These are actually two confessions, both on his bull on behalf of him and his family, as well as on the goat on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. There's a vidui required, a confession of the sins that can be done throughout the entire day of Yom Kippur. Also learned out from Psukim and the word Kapara. There's a reuse of the word kapara by those offerings, as well as a general pasuk that says ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, referring to Yom Kippur. It learns out from there that the kapara can happen throughout the entire day, and therefore the mitzvah can happen throughout the entire day of vidui. Now, also for when one brings an offering, most personal private offerings require what's called smicha, and that is essentially the person bringing the offering puts his hands on the head of the animal that's being brought for zvachim and pushes down with all his strength. So that smicha happens before the shechita, and it can be done any time during the day that the offering is being brought. Usually the smicha must be done immediately prior to the shechita. Same goes for the shechita itself, the actual slaughtering of a zevach, of an animal sacrifice, can be done any time throughout the whole day. That's b'yom zivchachem, the day of your slaughtering of these animals, and it's again b'yom on the daytime. The tenufa, the whole day is also the appropriate time for tenufa. Tenufa means waving, and there are certain korbanos, like the korban omer, as well as the chazeh and shok, the chest and right foreleg of the shlamim offering. So those, prior to what happens next with them, they are waved in front of the mizbeach, and the waving happens kind of like in the six directions, like a lulav goes, you know, back and forth, front, back, up, down. So when there's a mitzvah to the tenufa, like on the Omer, or in the Chaz V'Shok of the Shlamim, that can be done throughout the whole day. Lahagasha, lekamitzu, lahaktara. Now we're moving on to menachos. Those are meal offerings. So one prepares the meal offering in various ways, but then what happens is it's put in a kli sharis, a consecrated vessel. And when that whole offering is inside the kli sharis, so it's brought to the corner of the mizbeach, and the southwest corner, and it's touched, the vessel is touched to the corner of the Mizbeach. That's called Hagasha. Lahagish is to like draw close, like parts of a Yigash, they approached Yosef. So you touch the Kli Sharis to the utensil to the corner of the Mizbeach. That's called Hagasha. Can happen all day. Then you have Kamitza. What happens is you're not going to typically burn the entire offering. You're just going to burn like a little bit of it, kind of like how you don't put all the blood, but just like a little sampling of it, if you will, from a zevach, from an animal offering. So you'll take a kamitza. It's hard to describe this exactly, showing you, but basically like the three middle fingers are used to scoop out of the right hand. Are used to scoop out some like crumbs of the mincha that's in the container. Think of like, you know, like the aloha Hawaii hand gesture, if you know what I mean. And then basically the gap that's underneath the three middle fingers from index, middle, and ring finger, from that kind of makes a pocket there. It's basically the volume of your pinky finger. That's the quantity of meal that's put on the mizbeach. So that the verb, the act of taking that kometz, that index finger volume, the pinky finger volume, the three finger, you know, amount of crumbs of the mincha, that's called kamitza, taking that bit, the kometz, that act can be done throughout the whole day. And the haktara, the word haktara means to burn, in contrast to the word sreif, which is burn to destroy, haktara is to burn in order to make smoke. So we're talking about the burning of those crumbs of the mincha offering, that the kometz amount of it can be put on and burned on the mizbeach, placed on them the whole day long. La malika. Malika is the unique way in which a bird offering is slaughtered, with the long fingernail in the back of the neck of the bird, and the kohen severs the kana or veshet. That's like the windpipe or esophagus. Okay, but it's that act of killing the bird can be done anytime during the day. Malika. Ula kabbalah. Kabbalah is the receiving of the blood of a zevach, animal offerings. The blood has to be caught into a receptacle, a klisharis, a mazrik. So that's done on the anytime during the day. Ula hazaya. Hazaya usually means to sprinkle, and would be referring to like the sprinkling of the paraduma, but here not. Here hazaya is pretty much synonymous with the word zurika, the blood application. So what we're saying here is that the blood application of karbanos can be done anytime during the day of any various karbanos. The word hazaya, a little unusual choice. It's going to come to include not just the zurika on the mizbeach achitza, on the outer altar, but also the blood applications of the various special karbanos, like the par helem davar and the par of the kol mashiach, as well as the sprinkling of the blood of the bull and goat of Yom Kippur, there's some sprinkling going on there with the finger, hence hazaya, and not just zurika. Because it's like spritzed on the floor before the parochas, in front of the inner altar. Okay, so that word's chosen. But in any case, all the blood applications of those various karbanos can be done anytime throughout the day. Ulashkayas sota, the sota woman who is suspected of being adulterous, she's put on notice to not be isolated with a particular man. She does it again anyways. Now it looks like she's being adulterous, and the Torah wants to attempt to try to resuscitate that marriage in the event that she was innocent. The long story short is that she is ultimately, if she sticks to her guns and insists she's innocent, she has to drink some water that's prepared in a particular way, but some dust of the ground from the Beis HaMikdash, and a particular parchment that was dissolved in water. Okay, so that she drinks that, and that drinking could happen anytime during the day. That's Tashkayas Sota, her drinking of her water. Velarifas Ha'egla, the decapitation of a calf. This is also a highly unusual case. If there's a corpse found in the wilderness outside of the city and no one knows how this person died, so then the elders of the closest city to it take an eagle, a calf, to like a rocky place there by where the corpse is found, and they decapitate it. Arifa means like to chop it off from the neck, the head, and they end up, okay, they do a procedure there saying essentially their hands are clean of the blood of this dead person. But anyways, the killing of that calf can happen anytime and during the daytime. And finally, Ulataharas HaMetzora. The Metzora has a rather complicated purification process, someone who's got Tzara'as at the end of their process. So all that involvement that involves it involves birds and it's all story. Whatever the process, I'm going to get to right now again, but the process which is involved can be for the purification of the Metzora can happen throughout the whole daytime period with the shaving and the birds and the blood and all that kind of stuff. Okay, the halacha is like all these things, these are all daytime mitzvahs. just as we described before.